Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm still a little bit reeling from my discussion there with Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, because it's one thing for our highest level of the administration to make mistakes. It's another thing to flat out aid our enemy in treasonous action against our closest ally. And I don't know how we deal with this going forward. Let's get a little bit more perspective on this. Carol Markowitz writes for the New York Post. She writes about a wide spectrum of issues, and we're going to talk about something that she wrote about this week in the Post that I think is very important. But Carol, before we move to that, talk to me about your reaction to news that this now leaked tape seems to indicate that despite his protestations, former Secretary of State John Lurch Kerry has, in fact, been giving up Israeli secrets to the Iranians.
Yeah. You know, I it's so not surprising. I don't know. I feel like I remember the 2004 presidential campaign very clearly. And he is this guy. He's this guy that does stuff like this, runs his mouth. He absolutely is always trying to seem like he has.
That's what makes it so believable, right? Because
exactly,
he has a long
right.
history of doing exactly what we're accusing him of doing. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. There's not one person who heard the story and said, oh, that doesn't sound like John Kerry. It sounds like John Kerry because he's had behavior like that in the past. Absolutely.
What's his thing with Iran? Why is he so tight with them? I know that when they were doing the Iran deal, he was committed, like it didn't matter if he was going to have to give the kitchen store away.
Yeah.
He was going to give them what they wanted. And they're bad actors, Carol. We cannot trust them.
Right. No, of course. You know, I really do think it's a realignment of allies in the Middle East. And I think people on the left want us to move away from Israel as our key ally there. And Iran seems like a possible alternative. They're pretty powerful and they have reach. And I think that is why they want us to head in the Iranian direction. And it's really kind of sickening to think that we're abandoning the only democracy, the only real democracy in the Middle East for this, you know, kind of regime in Iran that openly hates us only because just because we want to, you know, hurt Israel.
It's very bizarre. And, they are the friends of other powerful countries that we have issues with. They're friends to China. They're friends to Russia. It's not like. Even if it was just one-on-one, that it would be a great relationship from our perspective. But I don't comprehend. And you know what? There used to be a time when Democrats and Republicans could look at a foreign power and say unilaterally, they're good or bad. We shouldn't be doing business with them. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore.
Yeah, we've completely lost it in that way. I think like China is a great example of that. I think we used to be able to see pretty clearly that China wouldn't be our friend. But the way that the left behaves right now, China should absolutely be America's best friend. Why not? You have like the NBA players criticizing American policy, but never, ever saying a word about Chinese policy
right. Because
they, don't want to lose that market. I think a lot of it really does come back to money, and to who is profiting from these relationships.
Yeah, but in Iran, that I just don't understand it because we don't gain anything. They want to use massive power to hurt a lot of innocent people, and that used to be something that America stood up to and said, no, we're not going to be party to that. It doesn't make sense to me, but what do you think is going to happen? I mean, there's obviously a lot of people on Capitol Hill calling for Secretary Kerry's resignation. Do you foresee enough pressure being able to be swayed to leverage that?
I don't know. I think the example that other Democrats have shown in the last few years is just keep your head down and don't resign and it'll go away.
The Governor Cuomo routine.
Right, absolutely. Also the Governor of Virginia who did blackface and others as well. And just don't resign and keep your head down. So I sort of see him heading in that direction. This will be a test for the Biden administration. They haven't passed that many of these, so we'll see. Last week, I called for the UN representative to be fired because she pretty openly dislikes America, talks badly about us on the world stage when she should be our, you know, cheerleader. And the Biden administration shot back saying, like, they would never fire her. That's ridiculous, you know? So this doesn't seem that different.
One step at a time. All right. Hey, let's move to your column. You wrote about, well, I love the title, Let's Break Our Amazon Addiction and Start Saving Local Small Businesses. It's interesting. You write this article the week that Amazon's about to report its earnings in the first quarter. What's your ultimate goal here, Lady Markowitz?
Well, I was an Amazon addict. I admit I bought everything on Amazon. I didn't even think about it. I just completely, like, click, it arrives at my door, and that's it. And I'm not saying I'm going to get to $0 with Amazon. There's still stuff that I will maybe continue to buy occasionally on Amazon, things that are maybe hard to find in my local stores. But we have to look at what kind of society we want. And Amazon has become scary with their power and their reach. You know, they pulled a transgender book by Ryan Anderson. And, you know, I generally probably am not on the same side as Ryan Anderson about transgenderism. We sort of do have a little bit of a gulf between us. But I don't care. That doesn't matter. It has to be you have to stand up for them pulling books that they find controversial. Otherwise, conservatives are just going to be in their crosshairs. And we already are.
Yeah.
Publishers are taking notice that Amazon pulled conservative books. And they're going to be just watering down the titles that are coming out, lest they, you know, write something controversial.
Well, and, you know, that's that it's already been seen by The New York Times for years. They've stopped reporting the sales of books that they deem inappropriate. And now Amazon, which is another way of tracking book sales largely across the country, seems to be getting into the same game. It's really turned into the woke states of America, Carol. And, you know, there's going to be a coming crisis between those that have a real conscience and backbone and those that don't. And we're starting to see the dividing line pretty clearly.
Yeah, well, step one is let's not shop on Amazon. Let's not give them even more power and more money. And it's a little bit harder to do, but I feel really good about shopping local and, you know, saving my community and bringing back businesses to our main streets. And I think other people should do it too.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Even a lot of those small businesses now are doing e-commerce. So even if you want the convenience, there's still ways to go about that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe every company is going to get compromised at some point. But Etsy is a great alternative if you're looking for, you know, good stuff, but you want to help small businesses. Carol, always appreciate it. Thank you for your insight today. All right. Go read her latest, Let's Break Our Amazon Addiction and Start Saving Local Small Businesses. Love that. I also love her very much needed clarity on Iran and John Kerry. Friends, what's going on? Anyway, we will continue. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. We visit the Garden State to talk the governor's race next.